It's Sunday morning. Time for the Great Outdoors with Charlie Potter. Brought to you by the all-new Chevy Silverado and ChevyDriveChicago.com on Chicago's very own 720 WGN.
Good morning. Welcome to the Great Outdoors Show. Charlie Potter, your host here on WGN Radio. Thank you very much for joining me this morning. We're going to have quite a show, which I hope you will find interesting, but which also is pretty serious. We're going to talk about the Boy Scouts of America and what this means for the future of literally hundreds of thousands of young men being introduced to the outdoors. What's going to happen with the Boy Scouts? We don't know exactly. My guest this morning is Kerry Luft, who is the director of the McGraw Center for Conservation and who himself was an Eagle Scout, has had a long experience in the scouting world. And I thought, Kerry, first of all, thank you for joining me this morning on the Great Outdoors Show. I know it's not the first time we've done this, but I think it's the first time in 2020, so welcome back.
Thank you, Charlie. I'm happy to be here.
So this week, for me, the report came out, not unexpectedly maybe, but very sad. The Boy Scouts of America filing for bankruptcy, one of the most iconic institutions in the history of America, I think it's safe to say, and certainly from my experience in the outdoor world, a vital role in introducing just thousands, tens of thousands of young boys to the world of scouting. And I think of my many trips with my son up to the Boundary Waterways, up in northern Minnesota, up into Quetico, and all those places that canoe to scouting group that cater to scouting groups, really from across America, and they built their business on it. It's lasted generations, and here it seems as though it all might be unwinding. So I guess first of all, thank you for coming on to talk about it. And you were an Eagle Scout, if I'm correct. You want to talk for a moment about what you grew up in New Orleans, what scouting meant to you, and how you became involved to begin with, and how it impacted your life.
Well, Charlie, I would say that from about age 11 to age 18, scouting was maybe the most important thing in the world to me. I did other things. I played baseball. I had some jobs and stuff, but scouting was the contact, and I got into it through my parents' church. Our church sponsored a troop. It was something that I kind of aspired to, seeing the older boys in the church in their uniforms. And when I got into it, it provided me as a kid who grew up on a very busy city street with a window into a world that I had only thought was out there, you know, camping and fishing and sleeping under the stars. And there were some other goodies, too. I mean, in that I met some men who became lifelong inspirations to me. And I'm happy to say one of the people who became a good friend while I was a Boy Scout at age 14 remains one of my closest friends today. One of the people I look up every time I go back home. I'm grateful for what I learned as a scout. You know, I don't know if I could still make a fire with flint and steel, but some of the leadership courses that I took as a scout, I still draw on those lessons today. It was, for me, an exceptional experience and one that I'm proud of.
Well, you should be. Being an Eagle Scout, and when I said you were an Eagle Scout, you are an Eagle Scout, obviously, as you said, you always are. So you reached the highest level within the scouting organizations, becoming an Eagle Scout. And as you said, it's been the entree for so many young men into not only the world of the outdoors, but leadership qualities and skills. So when you see that the Boy Scouts of America is in serious trouble, what do you think that is a precursor to? Where are young men going to get the kinds of experiences that now for several generations the Boy Scouts of America have delivered?
Charlie, that's a great question. I mean, scouting isn't dead yet. You know, there's it's unclear what's going to happen. You know, the bankruptcy filing involves a national organization, and the national organization claims that the local councils, which is the local coordination of the troops that are around various towns and cities, are not going to be affected. Other people think they might be, because a lot of value is tied up in some of the camps that these councils own and hold. And, you know, the reason for the bankruptcy is because of, sadly, many, many lawsuits hanging over the Boy Scouts' head because of a scandal that of ongoing scandals that have plagued the organization for decades. The sad part of it, besides all the tragedies of the boys who suffered under these scandals, is that the good that the Scouts did is in there's a vacuum if they go away. I don't know of any other organization that so actively promotes embracing the outdoors and self-reliance and personal growth and a ethical approach to life, which, when you think about it, is ironic given the scandals that have led us to this point.
So, we're visiting with Kerry Luft, who is the director of the McGraw Center for Conservation Leadership, and who himself is an Eagle Scout. So, when Kerry Luft talks about scouting experiences, he's reached the highest level there is within the scouting organization as a young man. Well, first as a boy and then as a young man, you talk about it with some authority. So, Kerry, when we look at the outdoors and this whole notion that's sweeping the country, on one hand, in The Last Child in the Woods, the book about mm-hmm. how we are an urban society and we're losing all of our connectivity to the mm-hmm. outdoors, and then the reports on how important it is just for kids to get outside, what it actually means to them intellectually from the point of view of their mind working and in their senses. And the Boy Scouts epitomize this. As a society, we're losing this connection to the outdoors. And I mentioned a few minutes ago, I think of going up to the Boundary Waterways and literally thousands of canoes and scout kids
yeah.
went there, you know, over the course of the years. That was the entree, whether you were from Alabama or the inner city of Chicago or Milwaukee, wherever you were from, it was your entree to the world. Are there other entities
Let me add, for somebody like myself, my father was a wonderful father. My father cannot stand the outdoors. I had, you know, the Boy Scouts provided me with, if you will, surrogate fathers for the outdoors, you know, who taught me how to camp, who showed me how to canoe. I shot my first shotgun as a Boy Scout. I shot my first rifle as a Boy Scout. I mean, that, as you well know, that set me down a path. And, you know, if I had relied just on the people in my immediate family, I wouldn't be who I am today. You know, I wouldn't understand the outdoors. I'm not trying to criticize my father. It just wasn't his thing. Are there other groups
that would fill in? The Scouts fill. My brother was a Cub Scout, growing up in Chicago, and that's the role they fill. But they also fill, as you said, a role of helping people learn about how to lead, how to build teams, yeah. and they did so in an economically efficient way. And so, Kerry, let's do this. We're going to take a quick break, and when we come yeah. back, let's talk just for a moment about other entities that might be able to help the Boy Scouts sort of pick up the pieces, if there are any. And then last thing before we end the show, I would love to get just your quick sense on the hand-wringing that's going on over the president's budget, if you will, for the future of conservation. And while we know the budget's not going to be adopted, just talk a little bit philosophically about the role, if you will, of the federal government in some of the areas that you care so passionately about, Land and Water Conservation Fund and things like that, if you wouldn't mind.
Sure.
We're visiting with Kerry Luft, who is the director of the McGraw Center for Conservation Leadership, and you're listening to Charlie Potter on the Outdoor Voice of Chicago and America, WGN 720. And first, a message from our longtime sponsors, the Northwest Indiana and Chicagoland Chevrolet dealers.
In the field, hunters need to be alert, sense the environment around them, and know exactly where they are, communicate seamlessly with their dogs. And when it comes to pickup trucks, you want the same qualities. The all-new Chevy Silverado comes with an available 4G Wi-Fi hotspot for seamless communication. It's designed to handle the toughest loads with advanced trailering technology, tough on the road and off. And the all-new design gives you more cargo space than the competition. Chevy Silverado is the most dependable, longest-lasting, full-size pickup on the road. Plus, there's never been a better time to see your local Chevy dealer about the Big Fix lease. It's an amazing lease deal that can lower your monthly payments and give you more Chevy, all for less money. That's a treasure hunt. So head to your Chicagoland and Northwest Indiana Chevy dealer or go to ChevyDriveChicago.com and see why Chevy is the number one best-selling brand in Chicagoland, now 8 years running.
It's Charlie Potter and the Great Outdoors on Chicago's very own 720 WGN.
Welcome back to the Great Outdoors Show. Your host, Charlie Potter, here on WGN Radio. I'm visiting with Terry Luft, who is the director of the McGraw Center for Conservation Leadership, and we've been talking about the Boy Scouts of America and what it's meant to now several generations of young men growing up in America and their introduction to the outdoors for almost all of them, a seminal part of their life experiences in the outdoors. And, Terry, if the Boy Scouts of America, if it does, let's just say it is not able to, it may continue, but it's not able to continue at the level it was because of what's taken place with the scandals, which are just so sad. I mean, they're just unbelievably sad. Is there something in place, or is there an opportunity for something to replace something like the Boy Scouts? Is there a way to pick up the pieces?
I don't know. I think there are probably limited local clubs and programs that have the ability that could do something like the Boy Scouts, a boys club sort of deal, a hiking club. I don't know of any national organization. I think there might be an opportunity for an outdoor group to step into this void. Off the top of my head, maybe the Audubon Society could do something about getting kids into the outdoors. And I don't mean to speak for them, but that's an example of a group with large reach across the country. I don't know of any other youth-oriented organization, the Girl Scouts, of course, but the Boy Scouts were just so widespread. There was one in every town. Most churches at some point had some affiliation with scouting, at least in my neighborhood growing up. It's hard to see. And I also think, Charlie, and now I'm going to put on my cap and speak as a parent, these scandals make it hard for people to trust any sort of program like this. You know, I got back into scouting for a bit, and there is some serious training that is now required of all adult leaders. And it's too late for many boys who suffered. And I'm sorry to say that. But I do think there's some great suspicion. And I don't know if in today's climate, if my parents would have let me go on overnight camping trips without them there. That's hard. And it's a pity and it's a shame. And I despair because
it's more than that. It's
something
tragic. It's tragic on tragic, Terry, on multiple levels. It's tragic that so many young boys were abused. It's unfathomable. Well, it's tragic,
Charlie,
also
these
Terry, on the level that something that's been so important to the fabric of America and something that actually helped define America is now in jeopardy because of what took place. And
I would add, Charlie, and I mean this with all my heart, it's because of what took place and the national organization didn't act soon enough to stop it. these aren't my words. These are the words of a columnist in the Washington Post that I read the other day. I'm both grateful and angered by the Boy Scouts of America at the same time. And I'm sorry to say that because it was a great part of my life, but they didn't act when they could, when they should have.
No, there's no question. And in this case, it's, I mean, you look at what's happening with the Catholic Church. It's very similar, and the whole thing makes you sick. And as a parent as well, it does make you wonder. As you said, you know, would you send your young boy off on a Boy Scout camping trip, knowing what's taking place? Makes you think. Well, Carrie, let's change for a moment to a much more optimistic subject. And hopefully, by the way, Carrie, hopefully a year from now or in the near future, we can talk about a rebirth, because it is so vitally important to get kids into the outdoors. I mean, it's the future of, frankly, of conservation. So on the future of conservation, we've got a couple minutes left. There's been a lot of discussion and hand-wringing over the president's budget, supposedly gutting all forms of conservation. And I guess my question would be, we know it's not going to pass. That's already the case. But is the general tactic of saying, you know, we could maybe find a better way to do these things and just forever increasing federal budgets in these arenas isn't the best way? Is there some of that, or is this really a different set of priorities?
Charlie, I never thought I would say that we'd look at the federal government, the proposed federal government, as the bright spot of a conversation on your show. But my take on it is this, Charlie. I'd like to be optimistic about it. And yeah, this budget isn't going to pass in the way it's been written. But I have always believed that the actual budget document is a political marker. It's a philosophical statement of where priorities lie in an administration. And is this, I wish I could say I believe that this is a call to action to be more economically efficient coming from the White House. I don't believe it. I think this is a very straightforward statement of what's important in this administration. There'll be some give and take, but if you're looking for advocacy for things like money for federal land, for public lands, public access, you don't get much comfort from this budget.
Well, let's continue as we often do, Carrie, as this develops. Thank you so much for being with us. You've been listening to Carrie Luft, the director of the McGraw Center for Conservation Leadership, and this is Charlie Potter on the Outdoor Voice of Chicago and America, 720 WGN.